it?
Hey, Boxy, last night I woke up. I don't know if it was a nightmare or just a nice dream. It was really weird.
What do you mean?
You were in it. You were in it.
Wow.
Everyone was in it, actually.
It wouldn't have been a nightmare.
Me included?
No, but no, you weren't in it, mate. Stretching the friendship. You were not even a thought. Even when I woke up and rocked up here today, you weren't a thought until I walked in and you were here. No, I'm only joking now, Rich. I love you. I like you more than Byron. Now, I woke up and I was like, I don't know what was going on. So what happened was I got arrested.
In your dream?
Yeah, I got arrested and I ended up in prison.
Okay. Do you know what you did?
No, I don't. I got 18 months. I went to court, got 18 months. Cool. And I just thought I was going to like a little happy farm where you play pool and...
Low security, yeah. Minimum security.
Get contra visits, all that sort of stuff.
You don't mean contra visits. You mean,
Boom, boom, boom.
You mean a conjugal visit.
Yeah, one of those.
Not a contra visit where you get free stuff.
Anyway, back to the dream.
Yep.
And I got 18 months, but I was going into the little farm and then they had the big dog prison was across the road.
Ooh.
And they transferred me to there. And I was like, oh.
Because of that haircut.
Maybe. So anyway, I'm in prison, but I still got to keep my job. So I could do radio in the morning.
Really?
I was doing radio in the morning from prison. And it was going okay for the first couple of weeks because it was cool and everyone thought, oh, this is great. But then I started some of the big heavies, like the murderers and stuff.
Yeah.
They started putting on me to give messages to like their loved ones and that because they couldn't talk to them.
On the radio.
And I couldn't do it. And then I started getting like beaten up and threatened.
Oh,
so
dear.
One morning, it was like a Friday. We're doing Air Friday.
Yeah.
Because the boys wanted Air Friday in the prison. This is fair income. This is my dream last night. And then we're on a break and I said, guys, I quit. I got to quit. You bawled your eyes out.
Oh, I would have. I would have.
And you were going, dump, dump. Is he telling, like, you were like, dump, Byron, dump.
Oh,
and then he dumped it. And then I come back and said, I can't do it. And I told you why.
Why?
Because all the guys were putting it on me. They were, like, threatening me.
Couldn't you go into solitary?
Well, then I wouldn't be able to get any reception for work. What happened was, so I was like, you were like, you need to work this out. You need to work this out. So over the weekend, I went to the warden. And said, I know where they keep all their machine guns and shotguns, where they do all the murders in the prison.
Wow.
And I didn't know whether I should rat on them or not, but I wanted to keep my job.
Yeah.
And he said, if you tell me that, you get out. And I'm like, okay, they're above the roof.
Right.
And then the fire brigade comes. So Jace was there.
Yeah,
and he was
brother.
The fire brigade. And they went up the ladder and above the ceiling where the roof is, there was all shotguns and machine guns and bang. And then I got let out and then... I woke up.
And then, so you ratted on them, and then you'd be in the real world now, and they'd be coming to get you. Because you ratted on all the bad guys.
I woke up.
Oh, good. I'm glad you woke up, because it wasn't going to end well for you.